From the InterNetwork studios at iNet Radio, it's the Mickey Gordon Program. Hey, y'all, wow, it's Mickey Gordon. Time for birthdays today. The Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Okay, rapper David Byrd, a.k.a. Little Dicky.
I know that guy.
Little Dicky is 36.
Is he a dick? That used to be a common name. Now it's considered like a slur word.
Yeah, I mean, every guy named Richard was Dick. More birthdays. Jai Courtney from Suicide Squad and A Good Day to Die Hard, 38 years old today.
Yeah.
Kellen Lutz from FBI Most Wanted and the Twilight Saga film series, 39 years old today.
Yeah.
Then we got Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas. They were pretty good. I like that song. 49 years old today. Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
From Overboard and Desperate Housewives. 49 years old today.
Yeah.
Kim Raver. From Third Watch and Grey's Anatomy. Double Nichols.
Yeah, 55.
55. Brett Michaels of Poison. Oh boy, here we go. Brett's 61.
Yeah.
Now, Fabio. Remember Fabio? He was on all these, like, romance book covers and stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he had that long blonde hair. He was Fabio.
Yeah. Mr. Hunky Gorgeous.
Yeah.
The epitome of the 80s hunk men.
Yeah.
Fabio. Fabio is 65 today.
Yeah.
I remember he was on a roller coaster and a bird crashed into his face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and he got a bloody nose. That was years ago.
But it was all over the news. I remember that one.
Park Overall from Empty Nest.
Yeah. Park Overall. It's quite a name.
Yeah. He's 67. Dee Snider of Twisted Sister.
Oh.
Here we go.
Good old Dee is quite a guy. And well, Dee Snider is 69 years old today.
Yeah.
Pushing the 7-0.
Francis Conroy from Casual in 6 Feet Under, 71 years old today. Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone, 81.
Whoa, who would have known?
Mike Love of the Beach Boys, 83.
Yeah.
And Judd Hirsch.
Judd Hirsch.
From Taxi.
Yeah, Riga.
Judd Hirsch. And he's been in just tons of stuff.
Yeah.
Judd Hirsch is 89 years old today.
Really, almost 90.
Clint's like 94 or something. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. We've got our history lesson coming up. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Not quite famous, Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Time for today's history lesson. So we swing all the way back to 44 BC on this date. Julius Caesar, dictator of the Roman Republic, was stabbed to death.
Yeah, whoa. Who's having a bad day?
Yeah. It was the end of it for Julius Caesar. He was stabbed by Marcus Junius Brutus, Decimius Junius Brutus, and several other Roman senators on the Ides of March.
Whoa. Imagine if that happened today. You know, I don't like what your policies are. Here, take a knife.
Yeah. Proving that these times are not always necessarily as crazy as some other times, especially this date in 44 BC.
Yeah.
Moving up to 1972 on this date, The Godfather had its premiere. I want you to act like a man. You're my son. Act like a man. What's the matter with you? I'm going to make him a deal he can't refuse.
Yeah.
So that premiered this date in 72. Moving up to 1977 on this date. 8 is Enough and Three's Company premiered on TV.
Yeah. Well, I remember them. Yeah, Three's Company with John Ritter and those girls.
Very 70s. And 8 is Enough.
Yeah. Yeah, Dick Van Patten.
I remember that show.
Yeah, it was good, man. I was governor of Arkansas at the time. They came through for a visit.
Must have been fun. Oh, some hot girls on that show. 1991 on this date, four Los Angeles, California police officers were indicted for the videotaped March 3rd, 1991 beating of motorist Rodney King.
Yeah, which we all saw.
That was pretty horrendous. What a scene that all was.
1999 on this date, Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney, Billy Joel, and Dusty Springfield were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
In 2006 on this date, after a dump truck backed into Curtis Gokey's car, he sued the city of Lodi, California for $3,600. The city denied the claim since Gokey, a city employee, was himself driving the dump truck that backed into his car. So Gokey's wife sued the city instead, but a judge ruled that she could not sue her own husband as a city employee.
Yeah. Just trying to get cash.
No, he messed up.
At least a good try there.
2009 on this date, researchers announced that the germiest thing in our life was now our cell phone.
Really?
And that took the crown from our computer keyboards. And that happened in 2009 on this date.
Yep.
And in 2018, toy chain Toys R Us announced it would close all of its stores after filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, man.
We don't want that one. We want another one. All right, then here it is. Thank you, Sue.
Girl.
Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. Special events are coming up.
You're listening to the Mickey Gordon program.
Special events.
Yeah.
From the Mickey Gordon program at iNet Radio.
Yeah.
Today is Everything You Think Is Wrong Day.
Hi, so I'm wrong.
Yeah, Ides of March. It was a bad day for Julius Caesar.
It was.
International Day Against Police Brutality. Egg Cream Day.
Yeah.
Peanut Lovers Day. Take Down Tobacco National Day of Action.
So we're going to act.
Mm-hmm. And finally, today is True Confessions Day. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. We've got Wacky But True coming up for you. Mickey Gordon. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio, bringing you Wacky But True for today. A man's attempt to help his sister cheat on her 12th grade exam took a bizarre turn when he was arrested for impersonating a police officer.
What?
Yeah. A 24-year-old man in India wore a police uniform and tried to pass cheat sheets to his sister during the exams. His plan backfired when real police officers arrived at the exam center and noticed inconsistencies in his uniform.
Uh-oh.
Upon searching him, they found cheat sheets meant for his sister. Now facing charges of impersonating a government servant, the man could spend time in jail for his actions.
Yeah, and she was cheating.
Mm-hmm. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for joining us today. Wacky but true.
Yeah.
A 21-year-old in Kentucky allegedly attempted to purchase a car at a Porsche dealership in St. Matthews, Kentucky with a fake check.
Yeah.
The man's purchase was denied by the dealership salespeople, leading him to wander around the dealership in search of keys.
Well, if I can't buy it, I'm going to steal it.
Yep. Police were called to the scene after Litka refused to leave the dealership, causing employees to become concerned about his behavior.
Yeah.
So the young man was eventually arrested and charged with criminal trespassing and disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
Now here's where it gets wacky.
Yeah.
Police say the man attempted to buy the Porsche with a check for $78 million.
What? Jeez.
And the day before, he had visited a Land Rover dealership and tried to buy a Land Rover with a check made out for $12 million.
Good God. The guy's crazy.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Unicorns, of course, are scarce because they're mythical.
Yeah, they're real.
But in Providence, Rhode Island, apparently they are everywhere.
Yeah.
So the question is, who's been putting them there? The 2-inch 3D printed figures in multiple colors have been found on windowsills, on stairs, and one man even found one stuffed into his pocket.
That's okay, things are getting really weird now.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Things you didn't know yesterday. Coming up.
Mickey Gordon on MyNet Radio. Listen now.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. Things you probably didn't know yesterday. Things you didn't know yesterday. The world's oldest cheese was found on Chinese mummies dating back to 1615 BC.
Man.
Well, that's some old cheese.
Yeah. Ain't that right?
Other things you didn't know yesterday. In Brighton, Michigan, it's illegal for anyone to be annoying in public.
Crazy.
Other things you didn't know yesterday.
Yeah.
In Mysoram, India, they're known as the wettest place on earth.
Really?
Apparently, it receives an average annual rainfall of approximately 467 inches.
Wow. California's gotten that recently.
Yeah. And the final thing you probably didn't even know yesterday. The first VCR was the size of a piano.
Did not know that.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. We greatly appreciate it. Make it a good one. This is the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. It's the Mickey Gordon program. from iNet Radio with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Trickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, President Bill Clinton, and a boy named Sue. I'm studio announcer Ronald Demerson. The Mickey Gordon Program. Copyright 2024. Internet Work. iNet Radio.